Hey, Kevin?
Jeremiah?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Doing, man. How are
Good, good. I tried leaving you a couple voicemails. I didn't know if you were receiving those on your phone system. I know there was some issues there.
Yeah, I'm still not getting hardly anything working for me as far as the phone system. I can't contact pretty much anybody within Cardiff using extensions or phone numbers or direct lines. I'm basically working via cell phone with all of operations and Ruben and Dennis and anybody I need to talk to. So
Okay, well, cool. I got
no,
your cell
unfortunately
now.
not getting. Yeah. So hold on to this. Use this, anytime you need it or want it or, need to communicate with me at all. But I had heard you're getting some docs in or got some docs in. That's huge.
Yeah, finally. So, I had followed up with Gretchen after she had told you that, they weren't going to go through with it again, and she mentioned, she's like, yeah, Kevin, had mentioned that, that he was he expressed his how he was very upset. Well, not really upset, but like she said that you
Frustrated
mentioned,
or
yeah, that you said that you don't know what goes behind the scenes, and there's a lot of stuff going on over here, and you guys, this is twice that we've done this. And then so basically I told her, I was like, he's honestly, he's right. I was like, there is a lot that goes on between under the, behind the scenes, but at the end of the day, I was like, we do want to help you out. And she was mentioning that the owner's just scared, like he's never taken out a loan like this before. So what I suggested to her, I was like, hey, well, let's do this. Why don't we take out something smaller and then see, see how you guys like it. And then after we take out that small loan, if you need to do more, we can do that. And she was like, okay, well, let me see what I can do. She talked to the owner. He agreed to it. I sent her the docs. And then she finally just sent them back to me yesterday, for 75,000.
nice.
Yeah, man. So I was like, oh, Kevin will be stoked. So I've been trying to get a hold of you to, let you know the good news. But we're just, in fact, I got everything in. I'm just waiting. You don't happen to have Sherm's phone number, do you? The
I
owner?
probably do. Let me see. Actually, you know what? I don't think I do. I only had one phone number,
It was for
and it
Gretchen,
was
huh?
weird. Yeah, it was for Gretchen. It was almost like it was a mobile. It wasn't a mobile, but it's like their only, main line. And I even went online. I went to their website. I went to, online directories. That's the only number that pops up. And not that I actually starting to get a little weary about the company as a whole because, she was the only one that picks up that line.
Yeah.
And if she was off, for a day or two, or, she was dealing with some personal stuff, there was just no way to reach anybody there. And I'm
Yeah.
going, how big is this company? Is this a two-person, operation? It's supposed to be a CNC company, so obviously they've got, manufacturers out in the warehouse. But is Sherman doing all the labor? And she's, in the office. This could be a little dangerous here. But it's not really our job to judge. If they qualify, they qualify. So
Right.
that is the only number that I've ever had. So, you might want to ask Gretchen for it,
I did.
or I can call and get it, but.
Well, I asked her, and she actually gave me Sherman's email. She's like, here, email Sherman and then get his number from him and then the best time to reach him. So I already
Okay.
emailed him. She sent me a recent, they just got their tax returns done. So we got that in. So literally all we need is to have the welcome call. And I'm just waiting for a response from Sherm to
Okay.
make that go through.
How did the tax returns look? Did we preview them before we sent them over? You always want to look at them just in case something is worse than the original, tax
Oh
return that we
yeah.
sent them.
Yeah, Dennis said they looked pretty good.
Okay.
So I didn't go over it thoroughly, but I know if there was an issue, he would have definitely,
Absolutely.
mentioned something. And
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, you just kind of, you want to use, kind of our system of checks and balances, like you did, Dennis, or, you want to do exactly what you did. You don't want to just forward them to creditor funding because sometimes they're really busy. And a lot of times, as awesome as they are, they don't take the time. They trust that you know what you're sending. And sometimes they don't really know, depending on the type of deal, what they're looking for. So they may just take what you give them and forward it. And deals get blown up that way a lot of times. We just don't take the time that we need to kind of double check things. So I've seen big deals, you know, get blown up because, you know, a sales rep didn't take the time to review, or maybe didn't know, and then they forwarded it to credit or funding, and then they forwarded it on, and all of a sudden, you know, we're getting an email from the lender saying, hey, these guys have another loan, or, you know, they're losing money, or their account is negative, and all of a sudden the deal's just dead. And, you know, two or three people didn't take the time to glance at it. So good job reviewing that with him before forwarding that on. You just always want to double check everything that's going to the lenders.
Okay.
So good job with that.
Thanks.
And just, you know, great job just bringing that in general, following up with them. You know, when I talked to her, I expressed it to her because she was kind of nonchalant about it, you know?
Yeah.
She was just kind of like, well, you know, he got the money from, you know, kind of like a family member. He was, you know, he had his questions, you answered them, and, you know, he was just, you know, by the time he was able to get you on the phone or we were able to get the answers, you know, he'd kind of gotten the money from a family member type thing. And I was frustrated, I think, more with our phone system, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
Because that was the day that, you know, my phone wasn't ringing and they couldn't get messages, and I think they got to you, and it took me literally 3 minutes to answer all of her questions, and they were all really easy questions. And by then he had changed his mind. So, you know, I just kind of told her, you know, this is the second time around. You know, we don't charge you any money up front to do this, but we've spent a lot of resources. And she's like, well, we quote on stuff too. I said, yeah, that's true, but this is kind of our product. You know, we've actually taken the time to produce the product for you. You know, it wasn't just a quote. And so I told her, I said, you know, I'm open to you guys, you know, changing your mind and calling back and the money's here. You know, but let's just all be on the same page next time. So I didn't expect them to want to do something so quickly. So way to go on following up with them.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I figured you'd be pretty stoked about it because I know you've been working on it for a while. I mean, this is my first application I ever got in, you know, so I know it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, is there an update on Urban Chalet?
They're kind of slowly piecing together their needs. As of right now, we have some software quotes in. We have some Apple stuff in, but it's like, you know, 10 or 15,000 of the 75 that they need. So I'm kind of staying on Angela. She's not communicating very well. She's got this other person that now I think it's like an IT or some other person that, like reaches out to me and says, well, I want to buy this software subscription. Can you pay for it today? It's like, no, unfortunately I'd love to, but you know, there's steps that we have to go through and we need, you know, quotes and we need, you know, Angela's authorization. We need document signed. This is just one piece of the big puzzle. And, Angela will, you know, call me back after three messages and say, we're just not ready. You need to be patient. You know, we need, you know, the location signed off on. They still don't have a lease yet for their space. The other girl is just kind of sending me stuff that she wants, you know, based on where they are now. You know, they need to upgrade like a software license, like I said. And so, you know, she sends me a screenshot of like a $1,200 purchase.
Yeah.
And asks me to pay for it. So, and I think that's just because Angela said, hey, you know, this is who we're working on, you know, forward him when we get these quotes.
Yeah.
And so there's just kind of a miscommunication in there between them, but you know, we're still kind of on a standstill for what we're interested in, and that's all the hardware, you know, all the furniture and computer hardware. And so we can't do anything until they sign a lease because they're not going to sign anything off as far as the equipment until they've got a lease. So
that's true.
Or a purchase. I think they're actually looking to purchase now. So that's just kind of where we're at, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I keep pushing her. You know, I keep telling her, you know, we're ready, you know, when they are to provide some financing for their clients. So,
yeah. I had looked at the file and it said that the offer expires in like 15 days or something like that. So I didn't know like how that affects them or do we have to go through the process again? I mean, I don't know what happens. You know, I've never had that situation occur.
Yeah, no, on equipment, it's a little bit different. You know, typically on equipment, the approvals are good for 60 to 90 days because the approvals are mainly driven by credit.
Okay.
And credit doesn't change as abruptly as, say, bank statements. So if it happens to expire, typically all they need to do is re-pull credit, take a look at it. Sometimes, if bank statements are required for an approval based on the, you know, certain lender, then, you know, we'll have to give them updated bank statements. But it's really easy. It's very rare that a lender comes back and says, "No, we're not going to extend this for another 30 or 60 days."
Okay,
Usually,
cool.
they're really good about that. Now, on the working capital, it's a little bit different. Approvals are really short. And if it goes, you know, into the new month, they typically want new bank statements. And if anything has happened negatively on those bank statements, then they won't reapprove it. But equipment is pretty easy. And even on working capital, it's kind of rare that if the approval expires, that they've had this drastic decline. It happens, you know, and that might be why they decide to pull the trigger on the money, but it's rare that we can't go and get a deal reapproved. But working capital, it's a little bit different as well, because if they don't pull the trigger pretty quickly, with the docs, they typically don't do it at all. You know, they either don't have a need for the money anymore or they got it elsewhere. You know, this, you know, CNC deal is a little bit different because the guy was just hesitant in general, you know, so he was able to come around and decide to move on it. But it's you typically don't run into a situation on working capital where the approval was, you know, expired and they still want the money, unless it's like 2 or 3 months later. So I wouldn't worry too much, you know, about that. We'll be able to get it reapproved. We just That's the difference between, you know, working capital and equipment, is that you need them to be ready to purchase the equipment. You know, we can't do anything until, you know, all of that stuff's kind of all those ducks are in a row. But you can typically make a lot more money on equipment too.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. Okay, cool. Well, sweet man, I appreciate you working on that. I know Dennis wanted to speak to you. Let me. Oh, you'll just call him? He said.
Tell him he needs to make an appointment. Tell him to schedule something on my Google Calendar.
He said you need to make an appointment and to schedule something on his Google Calendar.
He said, "Got it." So I guess he's gonna give you a call real quick right now.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
All right, man. Well,
All right, congrats, man. Happy
thanks, man.
Friday.
Yeah, you too, man. And I got your number now, so if I need to get a hold of you, sweet, I'll just give you a ring.
Sounds good.
But appreciate all your help, Kevin.
Yeah, you got it.
And we'll be in touch soon.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Kevin.
Talk to
Have
you
a good
soon.
weekend.
You too.
Bye.